Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is David Ferriero, Archivist of the United States and Head of the National Archives and Records Administration. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Paul Kayada. So, David, the National Archives plays a unique and important role in promoting civic literacy in the U.S. Would you elaborate on your efforts? And specifically, how does the National Historical Publications Records Commission play in this effort?
So we do have a responsibility around providing access to the records of the country so that, as I said, people can hold their government accountable, but also can learn about how the government works. And we are taking this especially seriously now because civics seems to have disappeared in the curriculum, the K-12 curriculum. So kids aren't growing up with a basic knowledge of how their government works. So creating opportunities through our education programs across the country, doing a massive amount of work to create digital opportunities. We have something called Docs Teach, a digital facility that has thousands of primary sources, records, lesson plans that teachers have created and that we have created, and basically developing a community of teachers to share information about the use of the records in the classroom. The National Historic Preservation and Records Commission is a grant funding agency within the archives which supports the work being done in state archives and institutional archives around making those records that they have custody of available. And one of the things that I'm proudest of is that commission also funds new ways of doing archival work. So we're focused on new techniques, new processes, and the future of archival work through this commission.
So when you started earlier with George Washington, and you talked subsequently about the massive proliferation of electronic data, the archives requirements has changed dramatically over the years. How do you keep up with a skilled technical workforce to be able to keep up with those challenges that you're facing?
It's interesting because I've dealt with this in all of my lives, seeing the introduction of technology first when I was at MIT, and to see how creatively staff has adapted, exploited, and used the technology. So there's some amazing amount. These kinds of institutions, archives and research libraries, attract folks who are curious. So this natural experimentation and self-learning and teaching each other is huge and has been throughout my whole career. But also, as the formal education programs where we recruit from in terms of universities and archival programs and library science programs, a new generation of tech-savvy digital natives are now graduating and joining us, which, you know, push us with new kinds of expectations around what the workplace experience is going to be like. It's incredibly exciting to work with these kids, these new folks joining the organization, and to learn from them. One of the things that when I'm out in the field visiting my facilities, I always take an opportunity to visit the university program in the neighborhood to talk to students about the National Archives and also talk to them about what they're learning, what their expectations are, to get them excited about public service, working for the government, and possibly coming to work with us at the National Archives. Lots of internship programs that we have across the country. But I'm very, very, very interested in the next generation of workers.
To pick up on that, what advice would you have for that next generation of workers? What advice would you give someone who's thinking about a career in public service?
So I have grown up in, you know, private institutions, mainly New York Public Library. It's a public library, it's a private institution. This is my first time in government service. This is the most extraordinary experience I've ever had. The opportunity to work in an administration, in an environment where your work is valued, where you have an opportunity to influence not only the agencies that we're working with, but our international partners and the archival community in the United States is an extraordinary opportunity. And just, you know, we've just come off of a weekend of extraordinary activities here in Washington with the inauguration, and just being part of all of that is a gift. It's an extraordinary gift.
So, David, I want to thank you for your time today, but more importantly, Paul and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Thank you very much. And please visit us at www.archives.gov and click on AOTUS Collector-in-Chief, my blog.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with David Ferriero, Archivist of the United States. My co-host from IBM has been Paul Cayatta. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.